A majority of Ohio voters not only elected Donald Trump as president, but they also re-elected Senator Rob Portman and all 12 Republican members of the Ohio delegation to Congress. And they added a Republican to both the Ohio House and Senate. State Representative David Leland of Columbus was the Ohio Democratic Party chair when President Bill Clinton won Ohio in 1996. And Leland almost became the chair of the Democratic National Committee in 2005. Leland notes that Ohio's four Democratic members of Congress were reelected, too. And he says that it's not that Hillary Clinton was the wrong candidate this year or that the party is in serious trouble.
Well, I just think we had a bad year. I mean, I think it's not wise to necessarily extrapolate what happens in one election and then say, okay, this is what's going to happen in the future. I mean, I remember losing the state of Ohio in 2004 to George W. Bush, and then having Ted Strickland come back 2 years later and get 62% of the vote in the exact same state of Ohio.
On the other side is former Dayton area state representative Kevin DeWine, who chaired the Ohio Republican Party during the GOP wave in 2010, but resigned after an intra-party battle with supporters of then newly elected governor John Kasich. DeWine says Leland's example of Democratic wins in 2006 against well-known Republicans makes him cautious about what could happen in the coming midterm election.
So the friends on my side of the aisle who look at this and say, gee whiz, we're on the precipice of a permanent Republican majority, I would say, you know, what happens in Washington is going to dictate greatly what happens in 2018 here in Ohio.
DeWine says it's time to root for Trump as the commander-in-chief, as he says Republicans were told to do when Barack Obama was elected, though he admits that message might not have been heard by everyone. Leland says the problem with that approach is that many are noting that Clinton actually will win the popular vote, so he feels Democrats will remain, as he puts it, the loyal opposition. As Ohio Democrats struggle with the results of this election, many of the state's Republicans are also dealing with discord within the party, as evidenced by Kasich and Portman, who both made it clear they voted for Republicans other than Trump. And Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges had raised serious concerns about Trump and had wobbled on his support of the nominee until the last weeks of the campaign. DeWine says the most powerful Republican in Ohio right now is likely Bob Poduchik, who ran Trump's Ohio campaign and publicly blasted Borges. And DeWine is wondering how that might affect the state party's relationship with the White House and about the future of the party's leadership.
I've not talked to a member about it, but sitting on the sidelines watching this, it's kind of hard when there what appears to be such an adversarial relationship between the president-elect and the state party. It seems like maybe changes in the office.
Would you want to be the chair again?
No. No.
Fair
no.
Enough.
Did I say it fast enough, soon enough, quick enough? No.
The losses for Democrats, including Ted Strickland's 21-point loss in the U.S. Senate race, might raise questions about leadership at the Ohio Democratic Party. But Leland says he's not concerned and also is not interested in a job change.
No, I'm going to be in the Kevin category here. I enjoyed the time that I was there, party chairman. I really enjoy coming back to the Ohio General Assembly, and I'm going to focus my time on that. I don't think there's any concern as far as David Pepper. I think he did a really good job.
In 2018, when the offices of governor, attorney general, auditor, secretary of state, and treasurer will all be open, Leland says Democrats should consider for the top of that ticket Youngstown area Congressman Tim Ryan or former attorney general Richard Cordray, currently the head of the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. DeWine says likely GOP gubernatorial contenders, Secretary of State John Husted, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, and his cousin, Attorney General Mike DeWine, are all battle-tested. But he suggests Democrats could look to big city mayors as potential candidates. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.